Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shviyos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud. If you're going to cut down a fruit tree in a Shemitah year, you're going to run into two problems. Number one, it's Shemitah. Are the peiros finished yet? Are you cutting off this tree before you gave a chance for the peiros to be finished? Now that it destroyed peiros Shemitah. And Bechlal is a problem. Even not during a Shemitah year, you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Let's learn a pasuk in Parsha Shaftim, Kapitel Chaf, Pasuk Yotes. Kisatzer el ir yamim rabim. You're going to lay siege to a city for many days. Lehi lochem aleo letzavsa, to wage war against it, to seize it. Loi sashchis es eitza. Don't destroy its trees. Lindoyach olav garzen, by swinging an axe against them. Kimimenu saichel. From this you shall eat. Va'oisei loi sichrais. Don't cut it down. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Unless, technically speaking, I say technically speaking because many people are scared to cut down fruit trees. Because it says it's a shtikl sakana. We've discussed this already. Sometimes when a person wants to extend his house, there's a fruit tree there, it's a problem. What do? You have to ask your rabbi. We're not getting into the halacha now. You should know there's such an issue. But technically speaking, if the wood of the tree is worth more than the pears, you're allowed to cut it down. That's also bal tashchis. Als the shmita, you can't just say, well, the wood is worth more than what the peiros would be, I'm going to chop it down. No, no. If this started to produce peiros already, you're mechuyev to protect those peiros. It's peiros shmita. The Torah says, la'achla v'loy lehefsit. You can't just chop the tree down now. Thus our Mishnah begins. Me'emesei, from what point, ein kaitzesin ha'ilim b'shviyas, are you no longer allowed to cut down this tree during a shmita year, even if the wood is worth more money than the peiros? So als bal tashchis you can. But at what point do I say, no. There's already a peiri on this tree. You have to protect that peiri. You can't deprive it of its tree that it's growing on. Actually, the Batanura says there are two reasons possibly here that you can't cut down the tree. One is, once it has Kedushas Shviyas, you have to protect it. Second, peiros Shviyas are Hefker. If it's Hefker, it belongs to the rabbi. So where do you come to cut down something that belongs to the rabbi? You're Geuzelis a rabbi. Who do these peiros belong to? Everybody. You can't cut down the tree that has everyone's peiros on it. But Tosfos Yamtiv says that really, both pshatim are the same shot. This second shot about Gezel Rambam, which comes from the Rambam, really explains what the Torah means when the Torah says you can't destroy peiros shmita. It doesn't belong to you. Either way, once you have a peiri ready, you can't cut the tree down because you can't destroy peiros shmita. So what's called once you have a peiri ready? In fact, the Mishnah may emesai ein kaitzesin u'ilam b'shviyas. So at what point can I no longer cut down this tree during a Shemitah year? Beishami, I mean the Beishami say, Kal Ilan, all trees. There's one shear, Misha Yaitzi, when the leaves start coming out, and that's during Nisan explains the Batanur. Summer Shainim learn Misha Yaitzi doesn't mean the leaves, it means the pears. Beishil, I mean the Beishil say, no, they disagree with the Beishami. There's not one size fits all. Depends what kind of tree. Hecha Ruven, a Buxa tree, a Carob tree, right? That's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai had in the cave, Cheruvim. The Gemara tells us that's what Rav Chanina ben Daisa ate. The Gemara says, Kala Eilam Nizna v'shvil Chanina b'ni, the entire world. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, has Parnasa in the schus of my son Rav Chanina ben Daisa, Rav Chanina b'ni dai loy b'kav shel Cheruvim me'erv Shabbos la'erv Shabbos. Rav Chanina, for him, a kav shel Cheruvim, that's all he needs. In any event, a Cheruvim, if you have a carob tree, the shear is Meshiyah Shalish Shelu. When the caroms are big enough that they're heavy and they start hanging down, it's already considered peiri with Kedusha Shvias, and you can't cut the tree down. Another pshat is Meshiyah Shalish Shelu is a lashon of a chain, and it means when the branches start weighing down. So it looks like kind of a chain. Vakfanim, as far as grapes are concerned, the shear is Meshiyah Goreyu. One pshat, when the pits start appearing inside, Garinim are the pits. Vazesim and the olives, Meshaya Netsu. When they start blossoming, there's a little flower that grows ahead of the olive. It kind of protects the olive. And that's the shear. When you already see that little blossom, stop. Can't cut the tree down during a Shemitah year. These are the shiurim for these trees. Sharkalil and Gatu. Well, other trees, the shear is Taka, Meshayaitzi. It's when the peri starts appearing. Okay, so once the peiri starts developing, I have to let it finish. It has the kedusha of peiros shviyas. But once it's finished already, now I can cut down the tree because the peri doesn't need a tree anymore. It's not gezel rabim either. So therefore, the Mishnah explains. The Mishnah continues, v'chala ilan, regard to all trees, kima shabala oinas ha-maisus. When it comes to the time that if it wasn't a shmita year, there would be a chi of maisus. In other words, it's fully ripe, mutter l'katzis, so now it's mutter to cut it off. Aye, what about the isser of cutting down trees, stamazoi, besides for shmita? So we explained. Technically speaking, if you can get more money for the wood than the pay rice, al sabal tashkis, you're allowed to cut it. Now the Mishnah is going to ask a shayla. That's not negeya to Shemitah, it's only negeya to the Isra of Baltashchis, which is the general Isra of cutting down papers, regardless of what year it is. Kami Yehei Bezayis, how much do you have to have in the olive tree so that v'lo you could send? In other words, this olive tree is capable of producing how many zeisim so that it should be usur to cut it? If a tree doesn't produce pears at all, you're allowed to cut it. But even if the tree doesn't produce quality pears, you would be allowed to cut it. So we're asking what's called a quality zayis, that there's an isra baltashchis on it. You can't cut the tree. Sometimes the tree gets very old, it can't produce the pears it used to. So what's the shear? Zakta Mishnah. Kami hei bezayis, how much does this still have to be able to produce so that v'lo yikatsenu? The isra goes into place that you can't cut it down. The isra stays. And the answer is roiva. Roiva means a quarter of a kav. A kav is the equivalent of 24 eggs. That size. So a roiva a kav is a quarter of 24. That's 6, because 4 times 6 is 24. So if it can still produce zeisim, if you can still have a roiva kav of olives coming out of this, you can't cut it down. Really, a roiva kav is very little. So the Batnur explains, an olive tree is so chashiv that even this little amount we consider, stop. This is still called a tree that's doing its job. If it's a date palm, let's say, it would have to be a whole kav, not just a quarter of a kav. And Meshim and Gamil Leimer, you want to know, at what point do we say that this tree no longer produces enough zeisim? Hakalafi azayis. You can't make one shear. If it's very geshmaka peris, you can't cut it, even if it produces less than a roiva kav. And if the pears are not good, you can cut it even if it produces more. It's not a shear in how much, it's a shear in how good. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah over here, Perik Daled Mishnah Yod. In a Shemitah, once the pears start growing, you have to protect them. There's also an Indian of Gezel Harabim, as the Batnur explained. So the Mishnah asks, from what point can you no longer cut fruit tree on Shemitah, cut down the tree because you can't take away the pears? You have to let the pears develop. The Mishami say, when the leaves start coming out, some say they mean when the fruit starts coming out. The Vesil say, it depends. Carob trees, when carobs get heavy, they start hanging down. Grapes, when the pits begin to appear. At least that's one shot in the Batanura. Aloes may start blossoming. And other trees say the Basiltaka when the peri starts coming out. Okay, so once the peri starts coming out, you're not allowed to cut the tree down during a Shemitah year. But when it reaches the stage that it would be Mechuyev in Maisris, we spoke about what the cheer is in the previous Mishnayos, in other words, it's fully ripe. Okay, so the peri is already a peri, now you can cut down the tree. Besides that, there's generally an Isser cutting down a fruit tree, according to some, even maybe a Shtikl Sakana, but you would be allowed to. Technically speaking, if the wood is worth more than the pears, you're not destroying it, you're just drawing the best benefit you have from the tree. So Stamazai, not in regard to Shemitah, the Mishnah asked. We know that once it doesn't produce pears properly, you're allowed to cut it down. So the Mishnah asks, with an olive tree, when do we say, no, this is still producing enough, you can't cut it? And the answer is, if it produces a quarter kav, which isn't all that much, because zeisim, as the Batnur explained, is very chashus. Even a little counts for a lot. With other trees, the shear would be a whole kav. Shimon Gamliel says, we don't measure it by how much. It all depends. Hakalafi azayis. If it's very, very good quality, even less than that. It's called chashuv enough, you're not allowed to cut it down. If it's poor quality, even more than that.